Irene Petrus, Director of Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, says her organization has found that more than 40% of the delegates are politicians or belong to strongly politically aligned organizations. In addition, she says this figure does not include delegates who are also civil servants. Zimbabwe's constitution talks on Monday were violently disrupted by militant backers of President Robert Mugabe. They resumed Tuesday with calls for tolerance in work on a charter meant to pave the way to fresh polls. The state media, including the only daily newspaper and only radio and television stations, all loyal to ZANU-PF, blamed civil rights activists for Monday's disruptions. Petrus said neither rights lawyers nor any of the many non-governmental organizations were consulted about the appointment of the two people chairing the conference, both leaders at government universities. The conference was meant to form committees and infrastructure for countrywide consultations with Zimbabweans to draw up a new constitution. A leading member of a civic rights group who declined to be named and who sat through proceedings Tuesday said the environment was hostile. He said any discussion critical of President Robert Mugabe's nearly 30-year rule during general discussion about constitutional principles was not allowed. Another delegate, who asked not to be named, said funds provided by the finance ministry and other donors were likely to be cut off as a result of no progress made in drafting a new charter. Constitutional Affairs Minister Eric Matenenga said Wednesday he could not pretend there were no difficulties and problems, but he said it was not time yet to walk away and said he believed something useful could yet be salvaged. ZANU-PF Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa, also closely involved in the constitutional writing process, was not available for comment. Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party wants the new constitution to be based on a draft drawn up in 2007, but critics say it gives the president too much power. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.